Well, also in that task force briefing yesterday, reporters asked the president if he was firing Anthony Fauci because Trump retweeted a Trump supporter who said, "Time to fire Fauci." The president said, yes, he saw that hashtag, fire Fauci. But no, he wasn't thinking of that. It was just someone's opinion. But it added to concerns that Trump and his new task force may not listen to top doctors like Fauci when it comes to considering reopening the economy. Let's bring in NPR political correspondent Scott Detrow. Hi, Scott.
Hey there.
And Scott, yesterday Fauci also seemed to walk back a little his comments about how it might have been better if the administration had responded sooner to the outbreak. But still, is there concern that Anthony Fauci might be sidelined from this new task force or these considerations?
Well, Fauci pointed out he didn't quite walk back his comments. It was interesting. He said that some things that he said on a weekend Sunday show had been taken out of context, but then repeated essentially the same point that if mitigation had begun sooner, more lives would have been saved. The virus would have been more contained. Fauci did point out, though, that every time he has made a specific recommendation to President Trump, that initial social distancing guideline and then extending it through the end of April, he says the president has listened. Of course, as we've seen on President Trump's Twitter feed and at these briefings, there's lots of drama in between those decision points of will the president, you know, walk back this social distancing guideline? What will happen next? But Fauci says ultimately, in the end, he continues to feel listened to. And he made a point of saying when he was asked, no, I was not pressured to make any of the statements I made today.
Well, these daily task force briefings have, you know, been kind of de facto campaign moments for the president for a while. But yesterday seemed different. It was started by a campaign style video that Trump said his staff made. This would of course, be at taxpayer expense, touting the administration. He seemed angrier to many people, more defensive. Remind us the context, maybe why this tone.
Yeah, this came after, I mean, there have been steady reports all along, but over a weekend where there were several reports from the New York Times in particular that President Trump seemed to take notice of, really big picture look backs at how many times the administration did not act in the early weeks of January and February as the coronavirus was spreading around the globe. And as there was increasing concern about what would happen in the United States on testing in particular, getting testing ready and at a mass scale that still is not quite there yet. President Trump is increasingly focusing these briefings not on what's coming next, not on the trend lines or the plans, but looking back on the first few months and making the argument that his administration did everything right, as he puts it. Yeah. Yesterday, he again repeated this argument that he thinks he did nothing wrong at all. There were no mistakes made. Of course, many reports suggest otherwise, and many governors continue to be frustrated with the federal response and a lack of a coordination.
Yeah, and talk about the pandemic council being announced today. What do we know about who might be on it?
Yeah, who will actually be on the council continues to shift. We heard some things from the White House that the president then kind of contradicted already. So I think it's very unclear who exactly will be on this council. Indications are that it'll be a mix of administration advisors and outside advisors, a mix of people from the economic community, some health professionals as well. The basic idea is to put together some sort of plan to get the country reopened at some point down the line. Now, President Trump increasingly sounds impatient again to do this sooner rather than later. But governors, especially governors on the East Coast and West Coast who have faced the highest numbers of infections, are saying they want to let the data drive that decision. They don't want to rush it. But this comes as you're seeing countries all around the world start to figure out how to get society back and moving again, which will have to happen at some point.
And just in the seconds we have, in the midst of all this today, former President Obama endorsed Joe Biden, his former vice president. Is that going to cut through any of this?
Well, Biden, I'm sure, wishes it would have been at a big rally, the type of thing that Obama specializes in. But Obama purposely did not endorse any Democratic candidates throughout the process because he wanted to unite the party behind the eventual nominee, who looks to be the man who he served with for 8 years, Joe Biden.
Yeah. NPR political correspondent Scott Detrow, thank you.
Thank you.